Welcome to University College's podcast, I Do Declare, the podcast that offers unique academic and experiential insights from the people who put the major in exploration. Welcome back to another episode of I Do Declare, University College's podcast. Our guest today is Bea Mundo. Bea, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, so child advocacy and policy, we know that's your major. Give us an understanding of how you got to that point. What made you decide on that major?
Initially, when I was admitted to Montclair State University in 2018, I came undeclared. I started in university college. Yeah. And then something that I always knew that I wanted to do is help people, no matter what field I would choose or any career, I wanted to help people. And then my journey, my first two semesters, even my 2 years on college were very difficult. And I had amazing people around me, from my advisor to my supervisors, kind of help me and make me learn how to advocate for myself. For example, for financial aid, for getting to that major exploration to know what I wanted to do. And just seeing them and what they did, they became my role models to, that's what I want to do in the future. So one of my advisors kind of decided, why don't you try child advocacy and policy, the class for across the course. And then...
Wait a second. Let's stop there for a second. So that's fantastic. Crash a Course is one of university's college programs that allows students to sit in on a class that they're not registered for. They don't have to take, but it's sort of like a test drive.
It was like a test drive because there's no level expectations. For example, every course that you take, there's a syllabus. So it's kind of like a contract. But with the Crash a Course, you just literally just, your job is to show up and listen and see if your goals and your passion connect to that class, which is what happened with me. Just seeing that professor teach what the power that you have in the field to help those children or even their families, and it resonated with my advisor did to me. I'm like, I want to do that. So once I did the class, I literally came out of that course and went to my advisor. I'm like, this is what I want to do. So that's how kind of got to what I wanted to do with like child advocacy and policy, and even add a minor with social work, which connects. You're advocating, but also becoming that bridge between families and children and like the government and the resources. So that's how I kind of got into like child advocacy and policy.
Fantastic. You mentioned enjoying helping people. Prior to college, were there any experiences that you had that you thought to yourself, this is something too, helping people. I'm really interested in doing that.
So it's funny because I had the opposite.
Oh, okay.
So when I was in high school, I have a learning disability. I have ADHD. And I've been struggling with that since a young age. And I recently had moved from Puerto Rico to the United States. And one of the things that you have to go through is you got to go through an evaluation to get accommodations. And then the child study team, we were there in a meeting. And one thing that was a moment that impacted my life to like, no, we got to do better, is that the team that were supposed to help me, give me those resources, were like, you're a straight A student. You don't need them. So, but in behind the scenes, I'm like, yes, I have A's and I work a lot, but you don't know what happens behind the scenes, the struggle, the nights that I've cried with my mom trying to teach me a content that I don't understand, but needed to do my homework. So that was the first instinct. I'm like, no, that's not how you're supposed to help a student or even a child with learning disabilities. And then
I see.
And then my guidance counselor at the time, I knew I always wanted to go to university. I wanted to get a bachelor's or even a master's because my family's very big in education. And then I knew from the instant that I stepped on Montclair that this is where I wanted to be, that like I just felt it. And instead of having that guidance to like, you're going to make it, we're going to help you, Montclair is a really good place, they were like, you don't have the GPA, even though it was a 3.3, 3.4, which is the requirement is a 3.0 to even like apply. I think you should consider community college. And I'm like, wow.
The advice we sometimes get.
Like it impacted me to be like, no, we need to do so much better. So I had kind of like the opposite. Instead of having all of those people that helped me, I did. But those experiences, those negative experiences kind of impacted me to like, no. I want to change that, and I want other students to feel the opposite that how I felt.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so interesting how life experience even though they might be negative,
mm-hmm.
can help to sort of direct where we go next.
No, absolutely.
With child advocacy and policy, what are some things you love, Bea, about the program, as well as some of the things that might be a little bit challenging?
So one of the things that I love the most about the program of child advocacy and policy here in Montclair is that the professors are very passionate to what they're teaching. It's not like they're reading from a slide. They're actually passionate and invested in your future. So I have the opportunity to have conversations with professors. I'm like, how does it feel? What are the pros and cons? They're very real, and they want you to go into the field. And also, you learn a lot. Like, you start seeing the world completely different. Even with just one child advocacy policy class, you start seeing the world very differently. You start acquiring different skills, from communication skills. How do you talk to a person? How do you listen to a person and their needs? How do you act to advocate for that person? Because a lot of people see, like, oh, we want to help, but helping people and advocating are similar but very different.
Sure.
So showing that aspect of how to advocate for a child is amazing. And then another thing that I love is that it doesn't focus on one simple thing. When it comes to children, you're learning about the biological aspect, the psychological, the law aspect, even like every single detail, criminal justice, in just one major, rather than having a double major or a double minor. You're learning everything that you need in just one, which can also be a challenge because you're trying to decide which one, because you fall in love with all of the areas. So trying to choose which one fits the best, because not everybody can do every aspect. For example, sometimes a lot of these children have a lot of trauma, and it can be very similar to traumas that you've had in your life. So working with that can be a lot of triggers that you might have. So even though you would love to help that type of children, sometimes it may not be possible, and you would have to redirect to another place. So that's a challenge that a lot of people in the major might have, which I've had as well.
Understandable. So many of our life experiences, again, to sort of reiterate, mm-hmm. they help to direct us. But also, when we're in the field, they sort of remind us of where we've been and where we can go and help others.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So with that, some successful characteristics of child advocacy and policy majors. One, I would think, is certainly altruism, giving back. But what are some other things that help students in your major succeed?
So I think one of the biggest characteristics that my students in the major have is passion. You got to have passion to be in this field, because this field can act. There are a lot of risk factors that you're going to be facing in this field. For example, burnout on the field. That is, you're dealing with these cases every single day. So you're dealing with burnout. So you have to be passionate to what you're doing to stick to what you chose. Because there's going to be certain days that a child's going to be like, thank you, because of you, I have a better life. But then you're going to have also cases where you know you could have helped that family, but there were barriers in the middle that there's so much you can do.
Only so much.
There's only so much you can do. Mm. So those days can make you forget your why. Why am I doing this? Because if that's not working, why am I here? So that passion that you might have within is kind of like the thing that is going to help you go into the career and even be successful.
Sure. It helps fuel.
Absolutely.
Direction. Absolutely. Here too, you mentioned earlier talking about your academic advisors. What are some of the resources and services you've taken advantage at Montclair State that you recommend, that you found most helpful?
Absolutely. So, like I said, one of the things that I love about, I knew I wanted to go to Montclair since the beginning. And once I got into that campus tour, finding out the amazing resources we have that I didn't even know are amazing. Like I think my main resource was University College. I think having that space to go into that journey of finding out what I want to do and what is like I'm passionate about, without the stress of like there's a timeline, you have 2 or 3 years that you have to finish, you got to choose. Those advisors and even the staff in University College are like, take your time, You don't have to declare your major your first semester. Mm-hmm. You can pick and choose classes to see what connects with you. And they're like university college is kind of like that bridge. Like, why don't you go to tutoring? What do you go if you're dealing with a lot of personal things? And it's kind of like becoming that barrier of choosing your major. What do you do? Why don't you go to CAPS? Why don't you go to the student center and see how to get involved? Because another thing is, sometimes becoming involved on campus helps you choose what you want to do.
Let's look at that. And I know, Bea, for sure, you're involved on campus.
Oof.
So let's take a deep breath. I know some of it's university college orientation workshop. Go ahead.
So I started my journey to get involved as an orientation leader with the orientation program in the Office of Student Belonging.
Okay.
And then I started working for a university as a peer mentor. And because I was so involved and invested with students our first year and coming in and they don't know what to do, I became a university fellow for the university college. And then because it wasn't enough and I wanted to be more involved and give back to my community, I started working for the Center for Student Involvement with Casey Coleman. As an event assistant.
Awesome.
And then I came back to orientation again because I love orientation. It's amazing. You can grow as a leader. I became an orientation coordinator.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I know the answer to this, but our listeners don't know just yet. Given your experience on campus, what are your plans for graduation? What are you thinking of next?
So, so sometimes what we have planned is not what destiny wants you to do. So even though I love child advocacy and policy, and I love advocating for children, I completely fell in love with higher education. For some of you guys that don't know what higher education is you're working within a university, helping students be successful, investing in their student development, even if it's academics or in their leadership development. You're that person and guidance to help them be successful, not only in their college career, but also in the real world. So because I was so involved, I fell in love with this field, and I am in a couple of months, I'm going to be pursuing a higher education master's for the student affairs. I'm actually going into interviews soon, so I'm very excited for that.
All the wheels are turning.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
So with that, we can see going forward with graduation, what are some challenges and accomplishments you can see going forward for yourself?
So I think one of the accomplishments that I had is because I'm a first generation, mm-hmm. I think I'm very proud to be the first one in my family to get that education. Because like I said, my family is very big on education. I even convinced my mom to go back to school because she has seen how much has it impacted me, how much I've grown from when I started in 2018 to now. She's like, oh, I want to do that. So that for me is a huge accomplishment to be
right there.
That motivation for my family to do it. I think one of the challenges that I will be going through is not bad, but it's a journey. The same way I started as a university college student doing that exploration, it's going to be the same with graduate school. Kind of disconnected that, okay, you were undergraduate, you know, fixing and trying to get some stuff. Now you're going into the field. That's your full concentration, organizing your priorities and what is more important, going out or finishing your homework.
Wait, tough decision.
Is there tough decisions kind of like prioritizing your life? Because your life is going to completely change once you go to grad school.
Absolutely.
Because it's a different field. It's a different like environment. But it's a good change. Even though it's going to be challenging, it's a good change.
Given your experience and knowing what you know now, Bea, what advice would you give yourself, say, freshman or sophomore year?
I think I would tell Bea as a freshman, if I had the opportunity to have a conversation with her, is you're going to be fine. Even though plans don't seem like you wanted to, there's a purpose to everything. Like, some of us go into college like, oh, I want to do psychology and I'm going to do this class, and then it doesn't fit. And we get frustrated and we sometimes failed.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay to fail because you're going to go back and you're going to try it again. Like, that doesn't make you a bad student, doesn't make you a bad person. So enjoy the ride. Enjoy that journey, that major exploration, that finding who you are. It is completely fine. Because I think when I came in, I was so nerve-wracking to, like, I messed up And now I had to stay a little bit longer in college, or I don't know what my major is.
Mm.
So if I would have given an advice, it's like, just enjoy the ride and use your resources. Your advisors are here and invested in your future. They want you to succeed.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
It's great advice. And sometimes that's tough advice to take,
given
how immediate our culture is.
Absolutely.
Everything's like, you know, like this happens before I even think about it. You know, there's so much anticipation and decision making. But fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in, Bea. I really appreciate hearing from you, and we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. Thank you so much.